I'm Titrainer, Aylesbury, born and bred. Okay. And I was the smallest born, and my mother said, what a titty, out of nine family. And I was kept to me all my life. They didn't mind me going into the army, do me good, wouldn't it? Come out as a sergeant of a very elite troops. We were, the Oxford and Bucks D Company was elite troops. We were the first to land in Normandy.
You're wearing the tie.
Airborne tie. Yeah. I'm proud of it, yeah. So would you be if you went through what we went through. The photograph over there on the there, that one there, darling. See, soldiers there. That's me in the driving seat.
Who's with you?
I couldn't tell you now, darling. I don't know any of the faces. I'll forget them. This is a long time ago.
Tea, evaporated milk and three sugars.
Yeah.
That's what's kept him going. Yeah.
You never give this young lady a coffee.
We didn't have any coffee, sir.
Aye?
We haven't got any coffee in the house.
I have.
Where?
I don't know, but some in there somewhere.
I'm Captain Bill Hollander. I've been in the Royal Green Jackets Rifles for about 34 years. Titch was in the Ox and Bucks Light Infantry, which is one of our former regiments. Mm. So I've known Titch for about 21 years now. And I'm privileged to have known him. That's why, you know, I've turned out to be not a bad chap.
I was very strict. I wasn't a bully. I could be, because he tells you I was a boxer. I didn't use my physique parts to control the men. We were a good unit. They'd done what I told them to do. You understand?
Yeah, they were finely tuned athletes of their time, in military form, ready to take on this mission, this special mission. And everybody else was doing special missions, but this was the first action to get into Europe. Yeah. And they were picked because they were the best. And Major John Howard,
finest officer in the British Army. He was the finest officer you could ever lead with.
Oh, you say that with a lot of affection.
I do. There's nobody better. He was a good commander.
Major John Howard was in command of 180 men on D-Day. Their task was to take and hold two bridges over the River Orne and the Caen Canal. Six Horser gliders were used to transport the troops to their target, a small section of land in enemy-held territory between the two bridges. The first three gliders touched down at 20 past midnight, 6 hours ahead of the Normandy landings. After 10 minutes of intensive fighting, they had taken the bridges, which are now called Pegasus, the emblem of the Airborne Division, and Horser in their honour. Titch Rayner was in glider number 4.
The glider lands direct onto the targets. You understand what I mean? You don't drop by a parachute and then consolidate. We dropped straight into the fighting.
The glider pilots, 1, 2 and 3 gliders that landed sort of 100 metres short of the bridge. Lots of people at the time said it was the best piece of flying that happened during the whole war. To get 28 men in these gliders plus the two pilots that close to their target, and it was just amazing, absolutely amazing, in the dead of night. Remember,
you sat in a row opposite each other, you understand, you don't always have a good landing. It wasn't too bad being towed by the bomber. It's when you're cast off you're getting a little bit edgy. You had to pick your feet up when you land. If you don't do that, if the glider crashes with its wheels off, you could lose your legs, you know. So you had to grip arms, each other, so as you're not swinging about on your own. You understand what I mean? It's to keep you together. On the actual landing, there were 6 killed and 15 wounded. But personally, we landed about 8 miles away.
The pilot, when he was released from the bomber, they were in cloud. And when he came out of the cloud, he saw what he thought was one of the 2 bridges and landed about 8 miles away.
Right.
And then when Titch and his men got out, there was a bit of a scuffle, and they captured Hooper.
Yeah.
And he went off, but for some reason they brought him back.
Tony went out to do a reconnaissance to find out exactly where we were. And he was coming over the bridge, and as he got across the bridge, we shouted to him, "Jump, Tony," because we were being fired on. And he jumped in the ditch away from the Germans and got back to us later on.
They did kill the Germans. You know, they shot the Germans that had Tony Hooper.
Yeah.
And as one of the Germans were falling down,
He pulled his trigger, shot me.
Where were you shot?
In the arm, straight through the arm, up here.
Your right arm?
Mm.
And you're right-handed?
Yeah. Yeah. My fingers went like that. I couldn't control them. I threw the bullet going through, severing the nerve.
What was that pain like?
Like a red hot poker going through your arm. I carried on with them. I got nowhere else to go, had I? I couldn't get back to England until I got back with them. I'd lost a lot of blood because I didn't have it wrapped up for 6 hours. We weren't babies, we were tough men. Mm. It's only a bullet going through and a very successful landing, wasn't it? Else you probably wouldn't be here today.